always excited to talk about this. The annual Tanglewood on Parade concert brings together the best of the BSO, that's Boston Symphony Orchestra, and the Boston Pops in a day full of family fun and lively music, culminating in an exciting evening of performances and fireworks. The evening concert will include a special tribute to the late Maestro Seiji Ozawa. The former head of the BSO died earlier this year at the age of 88. Our dear friend Tony Fogg is the vice president for artistic planning at the BSO, and he joins us with a preview of Tanglewood on Parade. Tony, how are you? How are things?
I'm fine, Joe. You know, we're in the early first week of August, and still a lot of the Tanglewood season ahead of us, but we've had some great concerts so far, and wonderful audiences. Let's hope the weather stays as it is today for Tanglewood on Parade tomorrow. Of course, it's a fun day to be around the grounds for longer than just the evening concert, which is an event in itself.
Knowing that you have been doing your job for a long time at the BSO, and knowing that this is such a marquee event for the entire season, give us a sense of how you approach Tanglewood on Parade and look at it as a way to. And I don't think there's anything wrong with this description of it, of just, you know, show off and say this is how cool we can be.
Well, showing off is not a bad thing.
No.
But look, on display starting at 2 o'clock in the afternoon when the gates open will be everything that Tanglewood has to offer. So you'll be hearing all of the ensembles of the festival, the BSO, the Pops, the Tanglewood Music Center Orchestra, the Boston University Tanglewood Institute Orchestra and choirs, and not only as large ensembles, but in, you know, every configuration. There are recitals and chamber music and solo performances happening right throughout the afternoon, along with a lot of fun things for the kids. So, look, just a wonderful celebration of everything that Tanglewood represents, culminating in the concert in the evening, and of course the fireworks display over the Stockbridge Bowl.
So let us talk for a moment about the tribute to Seiji Ozawa and how that came together and what it was like for you to put that together, the program that is so special for this evening.
Well, look, Seiji was incredibly important for the BSO in its history. A very important person for me personally because he brought me to this organization back in 1994. So we wanted to, when Seiji passed away in February, we were thinking about how best to celebrate his life. And he always loved Tanglewood on Parade. He loved the big, large audiences that it brought together, the youth element, the element of spectacle of the evening concert. So we thought TOP would be the perfect opportunity to celebrate, you know, Seiji's life and memory. We also realized, though, that it's 22 years since he left as music director, and we have a new generation of musicians and audiences and concert goers who didn't experience the breadth of his work and artistry and the great energy that he brought to everything. So in part, we felt we had to tell the Seiji story in the program on for TOP tomorrow night. So there are a couple of video items in the concert, which I hope will convey some sense of just the breadth of his work and what made him such an incredibly unique personality. We've brought together some artists whom he loved to work with, including Christine Gerkey, the great soprano, who he mentored and championed in the early part of her career. The jazz pianist Marcus Roberts, who Seiji first encountered in the late 1990s and then took him everywhere, loved the collaboration with Marcus and his trio. Some young conductors, they're not young any longer, but conductors who he mentored, Alan Gilbert, Ken David Mazur, our own Boston Pops conductor, Keith Lockhart, of course, and then a conductor who Seiji didn't know, but I'm sure he would have been felt a great connection with, and who was part of the assistant conductor program that he created with the BSO, and that's Anna Rakitina, who finished as our assistant at the end of last summer, but already enjoying a great career. And so she's coming to conduct the 1812 Overture. So it's a great lineup that represents many aspects of Seiji's life and legacy. There are a few surprise guests along the way, and I know that there will be one who many Tanglewood goers, music lovers will be very happy to welcome, and I see, and I'm not going to say who that is because we'll keep it a surprise. And there are some other things throughout the course of the evening which we hope will convey something of the sense of joy and fun that Seiji always embraced and brought with him. So it's been great fun putting this together. Lots of memories for me and others who've been working on it. We've been looking at a lot of photo imagery of Seiji that's going to be included in various parts of the evening, and much nostalgia around that, but also just much happiness to remember what an incredible figure he was. So, look, I think it's going to be a great night. I haven't dared looked at the weather report. I hope it's going to be fine for tomorrow. And then, of course, capping everything off with the fireworks at the end after 1812 is always one of the great moments of any Tanglewood summer.
It's a perfect way to end the event, as always. Talk a little bit about For Seiji, which is a piece written by John Williams.
This was written for Seiji's 25th anniversary as music director, which was in 1998. And John Williams, of course, had a long history with Seiji. When John became the conductor of the Pops, Seiji was already the music director of the BSO. They became great friends and great colleagues over the years. And so in 98, when we were celebrating Seiji's 25th anniversary in many different ways, we asked whether John would write some piece of celebration for the occasion. And he wrote this work called For Seiji, which is a portrait, quite serious in some ways, but uplifting and joyful in many other ways. And Seiji gave the premiere himself in April or May of 98, and then the work has subsequently been performed on programs here and elsewhere, but has become one of the concert pieces of John Williams that's performed most often around the world. And it's a very, very fine piece, full of John's great craft and skill writing for the orchestra. There's probably no one alive who can write for the orchestra and knows the inner workings of the orchestra like John Williams. So we think that that's a tribute, an appropriate tribute to begin the program tomorrow evening.
As you mentioned, the event begins really at 2 o'clock when the gates open. There'll be a lot going on throughout the day. You can go to tanglewood.org and find out more information. Tanglewood.org to find out what will be happening throughout the day. And, of course, the main performance, 8 p.m. in the Shed. But there really isn't a part of that campus that won't be utilized tomorrow, which is exciting as
no,
well.
No, and look, and whether it's some of the kids' activities over in front of the old theater, we have concerts on the porch of the Tappan Manor House. We're opening up Studio E, and we have one of these incredible Spirio-playing player pianos that will be performing throughout the afternoon with all the great pianists of our time. The Tanglewood Cello Ensemble is regathering. This is a jamboree of all of the cellists who are BSO, Tanglewood Music Center, anyone on the faculty, and they play some great repertoire for massed cellos. It's always a beautiful sound. So, look, there are activities going on all day long, and it's a fantastic day for everyone.
Indeed, it is Tanglewood on Parade, and it is taking place tomorrow. It will feature a special tribute to the late maestro Seiji Ozawa. Tony Fogg is the Vice President for Artistic Planning at the BSO, and it is always a pleasure, Tony, to have you with us. Thank you so much. People can find out more information by going to tanglewood.org and see the full schedule of events there, not only for Tanglewood on Parade, but for the remainder of the Tanglewood season. Tony, you're the best. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for your support. Always glad to be talking with you.
Be well. Thank you very much. Again, Tony Fogg with the Boston Symphony Orchestra, tanglewood.org for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.